Well, he said, passing around a snapshot reproduction of Perry Smith's portrait of Jesus. Any man who could paint this picture can't be 100% bad. All the same, it's hard to know what to do. Capital punishment is no answer. It doesn't give the sinner time enough to come to God. Sometimes I despair. A jovial fellow with gold-filled teeth and a silvery widow's peak, he jovially repeated, "Sometimes I despair. Sometimes I think old Doc Savage had the right idea." The Doc Savage to whom he referred was a fictional hero popular among adolescent readers of pulp magazines a generation ago. If you boys remember, Doc Savage was a kind of Superman. He'd made himself proficient in every field. Medicine, science, philosophy, art. There wasn't much old Doc didn't know or couldn't do. One of his projects was, he decided to rid the world of criminals. First, he bought a big island out in the ocean. Then he and his assistants, he had an army of trained assistants, kidnapped all the world's criminals and brought them to the island. And Doc Savage operated on their brains. He removed the part that holds wicked thoughts. And when they recovered, they were all decent citizens. They couldn't commit crimes because that part of their brain was out. Now it strikes me that surgery of this nature might really be the answer to... A bell, the signal that the jury was returning, interrupted him. The jury's deliberations had lasted 40 minutes. Many spectators, anticipating a swift decision, had never left their seats. Judge Tate, however, had to be fetched from his farm, where he had gone to feed his horses. A hurriedly donned black robe billowed about him when at last he arrived, but it was with impressive sedateness and dignity that he asked, "Gentlemen of the jury, have you reached your verdicts?" Their foreman replied, "We have, Your Honor." The court bailiff carried the sealed verdicts to the bench. Train whistles, the fanfare of an approaching Santa Fe Express, penetrated the courtroom. Tate's bass voice interlaced with the locomotive's cries as he read, "Count one. We, the jury, find the defendant, Richard Eugene Hickok, guilty of murder in the first degree, and the punishment is death." Then, as though interested in their reaction, he looked down upon the prisoners, who stood before him handcuffed to guards. They stared back impassively until he resumed and read the 7 counts that followed. 3 more convictions for Hickok and 4 for Smith. "And the punishment is death." Each time he came to the sentence, Tate enunciated it with a dark-toned hollowness that seemed to echo the train's mournful, now fading call. Then he dismissed the jury. "You have performed a courageous service." And the condemned men were led away. At the door, Smith said to Hickok, "No chicken-hearted jurors, they." They both laughed loudly, and a cameraman photographed them. The picture appeared in a Kansas paper above a caption entitled, "The Last Laugh."